Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual's Discovery Conference online. And man, there was a lot of good content in this conference. So we're going to continue to give you guys some clips and some stories from that conference. And but you can always go back to their website and check out the replays on demand as well anytime you want. So we'll put that link in the show notes. So in this particular clip, we're featuring Phylium Research Institute's very own Chris Harper and his presentation on auto loans and credit unions, trends, challenges, and projections. And wow, what a great talk this was from Chris. Very in-depth stuff here on auto loans, obviously, and how they affect and how the trends are affecting credit unions today, as well as they have a kind of a history going up to it. But anyway, in this particular clip, Chris actually talks about some of the trends, the kind of understanding credit union portfolio trends. But in order to understand the credit union portfolio trends, he discusses some significant trends outside the industry that are affecting credit unions. Really interesting stuff here. In particular, he talks about 20 to 24-year-olds today, less and less of that group, those folks, they're not getting driver's licenses. So he tells us why and how this is affecting credit unions. Really interesting stuff here from Chris. Check it out.
Now, understanding what's going on with credit union portfolio trends is important and significant, but we have to recognize some other future trends that are going on that we think are going to impact credit unions going forward. This chart here, you can see the percentage of licensed drivers by age group. And you're saying, Chris, what does that matter? Well, the declining blue line is what matters, because the declining blue line are drivers in their early 20s. And you can see drivers in their early 20s are actually less and less likely to go ahead and get a driver's license. It's no longer seen as that rite of passage that we, those of my age, will remember the day you can get your driver's license standing in line at the DMV to do so. Now it's not seen as a huge driver. Why is that? Well, there's many reasons. There's improved public transportation. There's a migration to urban areas by younger folks, particularly work-driven. They're looking for work. It's moving them to urban areas, so there's less need for driving. And then, of course, there's the elephant in the room. There's our ride shares. You can see by this chart, ignore that one little drop that's right there, which is COVID-related, and we'll talk about that. But you can see the steady increase, month over month, year over year, of the usage of ride shares. And you're finding that that's a much more agreeable and amenable term of transportation for that younger age group. Well, what does that mean for us? Well, again, the car sale is not going to go away, but it's important for us to recognize these trends as we see them going forward, because they may impact the number of autos being sold in the future. While we recognize these trends, and again, minus that huge pit you see there from COVID, where rideshare kind of collapsed, but you can see it kind of growing back as we come out, and we are expecting trends to continue pre-COVID pace once we get kind of a comfort level with the vaccines and everybody's kind of out of the pandemic scare. We expect those trends to go back. But the usage trends are something that we want to keep an eye on. While they don't point towards an impending cliff, they do show some signs of there's going to be less need for number of cars per household, less need for cars for those 20 to 24-year-olds who are declining use of a driver's license because they're going to go back to using these rideshares. So it's, again, one of those trends we want to keep an eye on. Again, not going to kill us today, but something we have to pay attention to for tomorrow. Now, what does this mean in terms of total auto sales? COVID did significantly impact auto sales this past year, but things are looking up here in 2020. In fact, auto sales are almost back to pre-pandemic levels. However, we want to keep an eye out for the remainder of 2021. I mentioned earlier, car inventories are low. New car inventories right now are down 59% from their 2019 levels. This is a result of many factory shutdowns during the COVID period, and is a mitigating factor to the drop of incentives by the manufacturers. I mean, we talked about those 0% really contracting all the way down to only 6% of new autos getting the 0%. Manufacturers don't have to offer the money. They don't have the cars. But again, we talk about trends. We want to keep an eye out when inventory levels rise and that pent-up demand. You saw on the previous slides how when we came out of the Great Recession, car levels bounce back significantly, there's going to be this pent-up demand, and that may bring the manufacturers, the captives, back into the market pretty hot and heavy going forward. So it's important for us to keep an eye on these trends coming forward. And the last one is one you might say, Chris, what is this all about? Well, another contributing factor that we're keeping our eye on is the change of employment by wage level. Specifically, you can look at, as you look at the three lines across there, that low wage earner, which is that blue line on the bottom, you can see they were disproportionately impacted by their loss of wages and loss of employment during COVID. And you can kind of see those numbers drove down. Now, what does that mean to car sales, Chris? Well, again, you talk about those low-wage earners. They are typically the ones who were in a service-type industry who could not pivot and work from home. And so they are having this environment where they needed transportation, but they were losing their jobs and were in a bad position to afford transportation, seeing a retraction of credit scores, which means we might not be as willing to lend to them as we were in the past. So there's some challenges in that space. But let's look at the flip side. Those higher-wage earners, where it stayed fairly stable, those were the ones who were able to pivot to working from home, their work pivot to these remote and virtual environments to work. Well, why do we have our eye on that trend? Well, we're seeing the potential for that being an ongoing and continuing focus going forward. What does that mean for us? Well, if I can work from home and I'm going to need to use my car less, how many cars do I need in my household? Will this impact the number of auto sales long term? Because we're going to see less need or less miles being put on our cars because now I can work 2 or 3 days from home. So again, one of those trends we really want to keep an eye on as we go forward. So what does this all mean to you going forward? We've got 6 different kind of implications we're going to look at, and we're going to dive into each one of these individually for you really quickly in the last bit of my time here.
So thank you very much, Chris, and stay tuned for more coverage of Kenny Mitchell Group's Discovery Conference here on CU Broadcast.